Good morning. There we go. How's everybody doing today? Cold and rainy, but here, right? All right. It's good to see everybody. First thing I'm going to do is read through the whole bulletin. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read that. You can see the order of worship here. We're going to have a song service this morning. So if you want to know who's going next or when your time is, just look at the cheat sheet, y'all. It's not really cheating. But we are such a blessed church to have so many musically talented people in our congregation, and this is just a great opportunity to get to hear from maybe people that we don't hear every week, or maybe people we don't hear at the same time, and you know, you're not going to hear from me as much, and I'm pretty excited about that. So let's look at the back of our bulletins. See here. First, we will be having a candlelight service tonight at 6 with a short refreshment in the fellowship hall afterwards. Also, our rekeying process is still ongoing. You know, with COVID going on and them having to order parts, we can't give you a certain date on when all the locks will be fixed right now, but I can tell you that the new key works for the front doors here coming in and out. So when I come to work in the mornings, that's usually the door I have to use, just to let y'all know. So that's kind of where we are in that process. We are collecting for the Lottie Moon Christmas offering through December 26th, and the envelopes are in the sanctuary. There will be no Wednesday night services December 22nd, 29th, or January 5th. That's just for us to take some time for you to spend extra time with your family and your friends during the holidays and come back ready and excited to learn about the Lord. We'll be finishing up a study on prayer from Jim Cimbala, and then we'll be starting a new study on cults. And my dad said, "They want to learn about cults? Are you going to get in trouble?" He was surprised that... And I said, no, that's what people ask for. So we're going to start a study on cults. What is a cult? And then we'll be looking specifically at a couple of famous ones. We'll be looking at Scientology, because that's what a lot of people in Hollywood are about. We'll be looking at Mormonism. We'll be looking at Jehovah's Witness, just to name a few of the cults that we'll be looking at during our cult study. Also, a crisis fund will be taken up on January 30th. And so the fifth Sunday from now on will be a time where we can collect offerings for the crisis offering. If you would like to provide a meal for Dan and Lori Jones, please contact Suzanne about that. Also, the January issue for the Mature Living is in the back at the Welcome Center. And for more information on how to help the Kentucky storm victims, please visit the Baptist on Mission site that is linked here below. Also, the Youth Pastor Search Committee has made a recommendation of a candidate. And in the first Sunday in January, we will be voting on a candidate for a youth pastor. So if you would like to vote, you need to be there on that Sunday. He will be here to give you a version of his testimony and his call to ministry. So you have an opportunity to meet with him and talk to him at that time. And if you have any questions about that, please feel free to ask me or anybody else on our search committee. Let's look at our prayer list. Please continue to be in prayer for the family of Earl Thomas and for Nikki DeRossio. Please also just lift up Shirley Christopher in your prayers. Physically, she's healing really well, and she's doing very well and may even be able to be home for Christmas. So we want to be in prayer about that, and just prayer that any side effects from the medicine would subside so that she can get home to her family and feel rested and relaxed. But I did get a chance to visit with her and Doug this week, and she's doing really well from the surgery, so that's a praise report. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, y'all. God, thank you so much for the gift of the Christmas season. Father, I just ask in Jesus' name that you'd be with each and every musician, God. Every person that's going to play the drums or a guitar or a piano, God, those are going to sing with their voices, that you would bless them and encourage them and bring them forward. And remind each and every one of us, Lord, that this is a time that we set apart to worship you. That it's not about a performance, that it's not about anything that honors us, but it's about us seeking that we might honor and glorify you. So, Father, be with us during the reading of your word. Be with us during the singing of these songs. Help us to minister to one another and to glorify Jesus. We ask all this name in your name, believing. Amen.
Going to be reading out of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had to mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage as until gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
That your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy was come to make you? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy had walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. Lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I
And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them,
And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Short term to be able to stand up and praise the Lord. So if you would, let's stand and sing the first and fourth verses of hymn number 94, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Hallelujah. man and one day died for me and you. My sins will drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Till every breath you drew was hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And we had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together. He inquired of them, where should the Christ be born? And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them, where, read it twice, y'all got the message, right? And when he, and so they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea, for out of you shall come a ruler who will be shepherd of who will shepherd my people Israel. Thank you.
circle of love, halo of light. When Jesus was born on that Christmas night, and oh, what a night that holy night was, when Bethlehem glowed in a circle of love. God sent his Son, his great gift to us, salvation for all. He loved us that much. We honor and praise that gift from above. He holds all of us in a circle of love. Circle of love. Jesus was born on that Christmas night, and oh, what a night that holy night was, when Bethlehem glowed in a circle of love. Happy birthday to you. Praise and we sing, we celebrate you. We're so glad you came. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Let us lift you up. How thankful we are for all of your love. So Jesus was born, wore a crown of thorns, and he gave it all up to save all of us. Circle of love, halo of light, when Jesus was born, on that Christmas night, and oh, what a night that holy night was, in Bethlehem glowed in a circle of love. A circle of love. A circle of love.
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Thank you. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And mild and sweet their songs repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing, on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing, like a choir singing. Does anybody hear them? Bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep.
Peace on earth,
peace on earth. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to man. Then ringing, singing on its way, revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime. A peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing, like a choir they're singing.
Happy to dodge music stands, I'll tell you that much. Well, we're almost done, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that joined us this morning, whether you're watching our live stream or here in person. I do want to just let everybody know, Anna and I have a gift for every family in our church. If you would come to the back of the sanctuary at the end of the service, I know people like to exit different ways, but everybody come back there and see us so we can say Merry Christmas to you before we leave. I'm going to be reading John 1, 1 to 5, 14. And also, that's the text we're going to be using tonight for the candlelight service. So if you're like me, we're just getting started. But this is a good beginning. So John, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that was made. For in him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
And to finish up, we're all going to sing together Gentle Mary, Later Child. It's a familiar tune, even if the words aren't so familiar. So please join us. If you'll pronounce our benediction, please.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you that we could all gather here together during this Christmas season to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for sending him the light of this world into this dark, dark, dreary place, that he might show us who you are, how much you love us, and be the sacrifice to pay the debts of our sins. Thank you so much.